This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister further said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics and conflicts. He stressed that as a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda and reform its working methods. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as the observer for the election of the BJP Legislature Party leader. In addition, Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal and former Union Minister Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti have been appointed as co-observers. The Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of Al Falah Group, under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following the detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. The ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi, including premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said the centre is actively considering for approval for the additional demand of metro rail lines in different cities in various states. Addressing the media after the second regional meeting of urban development ministers held in Hyderabad, he said Maharashtra, Gujarat and Telangana raised additional demand for metro rail extensions for Mumbai, Pune, Ahmedabad, Surat and Hyderabad cities. In a significant development in anti-Maoist operations, six Maoists, including top commander Madhavi Hidma, were killed in a pre-dawn encounter in the Maredu Milli forest near the Andhra Pradesh Chhattisgarh Odisha tri-junction in Aluri Sita Ramaraju district, Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Director General of Police Harish Kumar Gupta said the encounter took place following credible intelligence about the group's movement. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued advisory to all private satellite TV channels regarding telecast of sensitive content related to recent incident of Red Fort car bomb blast. The ministry said it has come to its notice some news channels have been broadcasting content related to alleged persons involved in car bomb blast case, justifying their acts of violence, as well as information about how to make explosive material. In view of rising air pollution in the Delhi NCR, AIIMS doctor has advised the people to avoid stepping out of their homes if it is not essential. And that is the end of...